Good morning. As you head into this day, just quiet your mind for a minute and just listen to what God has to say to you. That's what we do at this time each weekday morning. We open up the Bible and we invite God to speak to us personally through what's in Scripture. And God loves to do that, to take general truth and make it specific truth for you in your life, if your heart is open to Him. We're actually reading through the book of Romans in the Bible, and this book is packed with challenging and encouraging spiritual truth for us. And here in the middle of the first chapter, Paul really lays out what the whole book of Romans is going to be about. Let me read you just two verses here, verses 16 and 17. Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, 'But the righteous man shall live by faith.'" Well, Paul's not ashamed of the gospel because he has seen what it does in people's lives when they turn to Jesus Christ and put their trust in Him. Jesus is not just a theological construct. Christianity is not just a set of beliefs or a way of thinking or a set of traditional activities like going to church. At its heart, Christianity is a living relationship with Jesus Christ, who transforms our lives. And Paul says what it is that transforms our lives, this message of the gospel, is that in it, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. You know, we stand before God, who set this whole world in order. Even the moral nature of this universe, the sense in your heart of right and wrong, all of that flows from who God is. He made us in His image, after His pattern. We have this sense of right and wrong because God has a sense of right and wrong. And God in Himself is the definition of rightness and goodness. And the righteousness of God is revealed through the gospel. Do you know, Jesus went to the cross not because He wanted to go through that pain, no. He went to the cross not as a result of the fact that He lost control and bad people killed Him. No, He purposed to go to the cross, but the reason was that we are unacceptable to God. Our righteousness is not righteous enough for God. We have so much that is gross and ugly and sinful and bad in our inner nature, and it comes out in our actions. We've offended God so many times, both personally and judicially, and so we face God's anger and God's judgment. And that's why Jesus died on the cross. He came and lived as a man without any sin, so that He would not have needed to face the judgment of God the Father. But He said, "I will stand as the representative for mankind. I will take the guilt of mankind on myself and the punishment that is due them." And so He died on the cross and was rejected by God the Father. You and I now have a door that stands open in front of us. The door is the person of Jesus Christ. If we put our trust in Him and what He has done for us, we have access to God the Father and a beautiful relationship with Him. If we reject Jesus Christ, we are rejecting all that God has done for us to make a way to be right with Him and have Him start to make our lives whole again. So you see, the gospel, the message of what Jesus did for us at the cross, is a revelation of the righteousness of God made available to us. Jesus takes our guilt. He gives us His righteousness, and we can approach God. I'm John North.